1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Sully's College Football Page is brought to you by the Hilltop Bar, Advantage Insurance, Tommy's Express Car Wash, Duane's Cover It All, Buck's Golf Shop, Jim Creshock Jewelry, Big Fat Design, Sun Printing, Lot Knows, the Eye Clinic of Wisconsin, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, Menzner Hardwoods, Grisowski Dental, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, April Rosemurgy EXP Realty, France Propane, Subway, Webco of Wausau, the Kuhn Hearing Center, Carmelo's and Rip Mountain Golf Course, Joe Raider Towing, the Dirks Group, the Intermission Lounge, the Brokaw Credit Union, Champion Insurance, Trap River Golf Club, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet, Red Clover Market, Mountain Bay Auto Care, Charlie's Bar, the People's State Bank, the Mint Cafe, North End Pub, and the Travel Leaders. It's time now for Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO. And good morning again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and also on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. You can watch the show live. You can go back and watch previous episodes as well on YouTube. I am Chad Holmes, along with Sully, Dan Sullivan. Sully, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Feels like a fall football Saturday, doesn't it's cooled down finally a little bit.
Yeah, it has. And you know, we've had those beautiful last couple of days. This one looks like a more of a late fall morning.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump right in, because there's a lot to talk about as we get into Chris. The midst here of the college football season. And let's start with the Wisconsin Badgers. And last week, the expectations were very low for Wisconsin going into their game against Alabama. Well, the Badgers met the expectations. It wasn't much of a challenge for Alabama, was it?
Not really. You know, you had the sense from the get-go that, and just looking at the teams athletically, Chad, you know, when you're looking at a guy like Ryan Williams, there was no answer on the Wisconsin side for some of the athleticism and the athletes that you saw. And that's not to suggest that those guys are not skilled, that they have not developed their athleticism into a skill set. And then the other thing is, this team, after that initial loss to Florida State, they seem to have grown from that in terms of mental toughness. Mm. They were out to take care of business.
Numbers were not pretty for Wisconsin. Individually, Danny O'Neill, 11 of 17, 117 yards, one touchdown, but the two interceptions. Badgers, simply put, are just not what they used to be when it comes to running the football. Darian Dupree, 7 carries, 26 yards. Jaden Ballard had the one big pass play, that touchdown reception from 41 yards out. And then you look at the team. 209 yards of total offense. Yeesh. Alabama, 454 yards of total offense. The big number for Alabama, though, is like nowadays you completely turn it on its head. It's the pass yards. 382 yards through the air for Alabama.
You know, Ty Simpson came out, had a really good game. I suppose you could take away one positive is that we outrushed them. We held them to 72 yards.
You are the man looking for that silver lining, aren't you?
You know, because normally that doesn't happen with them either. You know, even when we, have been playing at a pretty high level, we would still lose that rushing battle to them. And now, you know, you'd think this year especially, but not the case. We actually rushed for 90-some yards to their 72. But when you're throwing for 380-some And you got the kind of weapons on the perimeter that they have with Ryan Williams and company. You really should be throwing the ball down the field.
Absolutely. And for the Badgers, let's talk a little bit about the run game, because I'm watching the game last week, and I'm not willing to throw the offensive coordinator under the bus. I just don't think they have the talent right now. I'm trying to wrap my arms around this, because when Fickell came in, we heard about all these great recruiting classes they've had. What's the disconnect here right now?
I honestly, Ted, I would start with the quarterback. You know, I don't think it's sustainable to go into the portal every year and get a quarterback. There's too many things to learn, too many nuances within a particular scheme. And then to compound that, these guys get hurt in the first game or two, three straight years.
Yeah.
So I think you can start there. Now, that's not the sole issue. I don't think we're as good defensively as we have been. Now, you know, you talk about complementary football. Chad, I don't know how you feel about this, but when you're running the ball 10, 12 times and you are marching down the field methodically, your defense gets to recoup. You get to talk about what you're seeing, get a little better idea of what you want to do when you get back out there. In this stuff, we're three and out a lot, and it seems like the defense has not really got in a rhythm. And in some of these games, maybe they're just getting overwhelmed.
Yeah, I don't see right now the light at the end of the tunnel, just in terms of having that high-end talent. I just don't see it, and well, could be wrong. We'll see if these – one of the things Wisconsin used to do very well is coach them up, and I guess that's what they're going to have to do right now. They have to start coaching these guys up.
Yeah, you know, and I think today's game is critical for the Badger season, because when you look down the road at the Big Ten – and it seems like people in this conference or teams in this conference are on the upswing. There are seven really good teams, and then, you know, right there with them are Iowa and Nebraska. I'm not counting them in the seven, so now you're at nine. And, you know, you'd have to say right now the Badgers have nine teams that are flat out, or at least arguably flat out, better. So today's game, this is the only team that we're playing in the Big Ten that Phil Steele has us in front of as he picked the Big Ten this year. So we better find a way today.
So Wisconsin and Maryland is 3-0, but you would say that they have not played the top-end talent at this point. Northern Illinois is a team that can be dangerous, but even then, it's not what you consider, you know, power for competition of FAU, NIU, and Towson. So this Maryland team, 3-0, but still a lot of question marks.
Yeah, I would agree. Towson's an FCS team that's in the state of Maryland. And, you know, they're in the – that I almost said it. They're in the Coastal Athletic Association. And not a real strong team in that league, not one of the better teams. And then FAU is struggling mightily this year. They got beat by Florida International last week, who they normally show up and beat. And so they're not very good this year. And if one more Big Ten guy says Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame, which I hear them say every time they mention Northern Illinois, and they said that last week, or said that when Maryland played them and beat them 20-9. Nonetheless, Northern Illinois, Maddie Hammack, or Thomas Hammack, a good coach, but they're struggling this year too, Chad. So you're all over. Maryland really hasn't played much of a schedule.
And for Wisconsin, they need this kind of game. Like you said, I mean, they just need right now to get that little bit of a push forward. Even the two wins this year, they have not been, and I talked about this last year in those non-conference games, you want to come out there and be the bully. You should be the bully, and they have not yet been. And I think this is one of those tipping point games, because if they lose, then all of a sudden all these questions about Luke Fickell and the direction of the program, they're going to bubble up, and they're going to bubble up probably worse than they did last year.
I think that will become significantly more part of the conversation than it's been. And it's been significant. If they don't get this done today, that's going to bubble up quite rapidly. And, you know, one thing I'd mention, there's a kid, the quarterback at Maryland, Malik
Washington,
and he has outperformed Bryce Underwood, who's at Michigan for freshman of the year, or excuse me, freshman of the week, twice this year. And those guys are almost twins. They're both 6'4". They're both at a 2'10".
How did freshmen get so big?
I don't know, but this kid, now granted, he hasn't played against high-quality opponents yet. He will get a sense of the Big Ten today.
He passes the bus test, though. When he got the bus at 6'4 and 215, you pass the bus test.
You right? do. And, you know, and people speak very highly of him. So I am very anxious to see that dynamic. And then, of course, Billy Edwards is game time decision.
You know he wants to play, I'm sure.
I
bet you the Maryland team wants him to play, too.
Well, you know, you know, people say, well, he's familiar with them. Well, then they're familiar with him, you know. So how that really plays out, you know, you're not sure. But I am hopeful that Billy Edwards gets back. And so we have the ability to put our best foot forward in what I would say could be a directional changing of our season in today's game.
This has been traditionally the kind of game where Wisconsin was able to out-physical Maryland since they've been playing each other, since Maryland came to the Big Ten Conference. I'm curious to see if the Badgers have that capability today, because that's the way you have to beat a team like Maryland. You're not going to out-athlete Maryland, are you?
No, not especially on the perimeter. You've got to take them, just what you're saying, in the O and D lines and beat them up. You know, this kid, Malik Williams, or Malik Washington, he was the number one quarterback in the DMV, and, you know, an area of Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area where very good football is played. He was the number one player, and Maryland got him. So, you know, that gets to the skill set that you're talking. They have good receivers. They typically have good running backs. But where they've struggled in the Big Ten is the physicality of it, which gets back to you saying they should have stayed in the ACC where they would have been able to play more, you know, a more skilled game than trying to bang away in the Big Ten. But you're right, Chad. We got to go after them at the line of scrimmage.
How important is it for Wisconsin, the quarterback, that if Edwards can play, do you expect to see a significant difference or a minor difference in terms of the Wisconsin offense?
From what I saw of him last year, now, I didn't see him a lot.
Right.
But when I did see Maryland play, the thing that struck out or stood out about him was his arm strength. He could throw the ball, and he had very good receivers at Maryland, and he was accurate. You'd see him throw the ball, you know, into areas where it was a little fudgy, but he'd deliver it. So I think he will make a significant difference. And, you know, some of the receivers that we have, I think, are quite capable, especially the kid we've got from Ohio State. He's capable. So we'll see how this plays out today. But I think having him, it would be very helpful.
I see you put the numbers into the game simulator. Well, what does that say? And what do you think is going to happen today?
The simulator at this point says that Maryland will outperform Wisconsin in 5 of the 8 areas that it assesses. Now, as you and I have talked over the years, the simulator gets more accurate as we go along. These numbers are reflective of who they've played, and the Badgers have played a better schedule.
I would say there would be a Alabama corollary to the game simulator this week, right?
There's no doubt about it. When you get
Alabama versus Towson,
yeah, you can bet that Maryland's numbers would not be looking like they are had they played against a team like Alabama, which the Badgers have.
And what do you think is going to happen?
Boy, I'll tell you, if I'm a lot more comfortable if Billy Edwards plays. I think a couple things about this game, and you've already alluded to one of them. We're going to be able to run the ball against these guys, and I'm looking for us to run the ball upwards of 175 yards or more. So we should be able to bang at them and control the line of scrimmage, which helps the defense because now we're going to be going on longer drives, get the defense a little time to kind of get its act together and get a better perspective of Washington because this kid is the real deal. So I like the Badgers to win this game, and I'm looking for the Badgers to score in that 28 and hold them to somewhere around that 17 mark. So I like the Badgers to go to 5-0 against Maryland all time since, you know, they're big. Because right. That's the only time they played right. as Big Ten opponents. And this game would get us right where we predicted we'd be at the end of week four, you know, at 3-1.
All right. So Badgers and Maryland kicking off at 11 a.m. today. And again, we'll take you right up to kickoff here on Sully's College Football Page. And actually, when you look at, we're going to take a quick time out, and then we're going to start looking at the Big Ten. And this week, a lot better matchups. A lot better matchups. A lot of excitement here coming up.
There are some really good games, and I would say that Illinois-Indiana game is one of the better games around the country.
That's just one of them. So we're going to talk about what's going on. We'll start with the West part of the Big Ten coming up next. In fact, there was a game last night we'll touch on as well. So we'll be back in just a moment. Sully's College Football Page, 98.9 WXCO.
Choose an agency with true 5G coverage. Advantage Insurance of Wausau. Great companies, great agents, great service, great rates, and great claims results. At Advantage Insurance, they support our local community and back you always. Call Advantage Insurance today for all of your insurance needs or go to AdvantageInsuranceWausau.com. They offer top-rated coverage and the best agents that provide you a true 5G experience for the best total coverage for all your insurance needs.
Chief, we've got a situation.
What is it?
Trouble at the naval base, sir. I'll put it on the screen.
Jiminy Christmas, what happened to all our boat covers?
That's not the worst of it, sir.
No!
Right so, sir.
Not the boat upholstery, too. All those holes? It looks like Swiss cheese.
It's funny you mention that, sir. We found the culprit.
All right, Mouse. Who are you working for? The Russians? Take him to the brig and get Agent Dwayne from CIA on the horn now.
Dwayne's covered off. Dwayne speaking.
Agent Dwayne, your country needs you. A terrorist Mouse has chewed up every single boat cover and piece of upholstery in the Navy.
I'll patch up what I can and replace what I can't.
Agent Dwayne, you're a great American.
Just doing my job.
Boat covers, seat upholstery, camper, deck, or patio awnings. When you need something covered or upholstered, call the CIA. Dwayne's cover it all. Commercial accounts are welcome. Call or email Dwayne. Visit Dwayne'sCoverItAll.com.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Guard and Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
It takes a lot to impress us at Jim Kreshock Jewelers. I mean, we see gorgeous diamonds, gemstones, and incredible jewelry every day that we've chosen for our selection. But when a diamond jewelry line like this one comes along, well, our eyes really widen up and our mouths drop open and our hearts beat a little faster. Yours will too when you stop in and check out our Fire and Ice collection of diamonds and diamond jewelry. Their slogan is bigger, brighter, whiter. And it's a difference you can see, which is the most important. Each Fire and Ice diamond is cut to maximize the performance of light coming into and leaving the diamonds to create amazing sparkle and brilliance. So whether you're planning on getting engaged or upsizing your current diamond, or just want something completely new with more sparkle and dazzle than you've ever seen before, stop in and check out our Fire and Ice collection. It's exclusively available right here at Jim Kreshock Jewelers at our one and only location on Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Joe Rader Towing in Wausau offers 24-hour-a-day towing, blackout service, and roadside assistance throughout central Wisconsin. You can count on Joe Rader's experienced team to get to you fast. Family-owned and operated. When you need a tow, call Joe at 715-212-4762.
The Intermission Bar, located in the heart of downtown Wausau, is a warm, friendly, comfortable spot to enjoy time with old friends and meet new ones as well. Free live music 3 nights a week featuring some of the Midwest's finest talent. The Intermission, a social establishment.
And welcome back. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and on YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel. With Sully, I'm Chad Holmes. It's time to jump into the Big Ten Conference, and again, it should be a great week of Big Ten Conference football. Started last night with Iowa heading to New Jersey to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers, and it was a very good game. Rutgers led 28-24 in the fourth quarter, but then Iowa scored a couple of late touchdowns and beat Rutgers 38-28. Mark Gronowski ran for 3 touchdowns, also passed for 186 yards to lead the way for Iowa. It was the first time that an Iowa quarterback had 3 rushing touchdowns since Matt Rogers. I bet you remember Matt Rogers back in 1990. But both teams now 3-1 overall.
Yeah, you know, and this is the you know, one of the surest bets, I think, in all of college football, is when you're betting the Iowa game to take the under. However, this game was like 21-21 early in the second quarter. It started with a kickoff by Rutgers that Iowa ran back. I thought Tim DeWight had suited back up because this kid was just flying down the sideline. And so a lot of points that you really, you know, you don't expect. And you really think that Iowa defense, they were very stout against the run, Chan. But I'll tell you, they have some problems with their pass defense. And they're going to really have to, you know, that kind of is coordinated with the amount of pressure that you can generate, you know, on the opposing quarterback.
Rutgers quarterback Athien Kaliamanis passed for 330 yards in the game, so you're exactly right.
Yeah, he's athletic. You know, he's kind of long, and he runs around, and he throws the ball down the field. So he's fun to watch. And I'll tell you, he had his way with that Iowa secondary. He was able to complete a lot of balls. And
400 yards of total offense for Rutgers, 346 for Iowa. So, I mean, they won a lot of the numbers, but the big numbers.
That's the one that matters in the end. You know, I remember one time talking to the kids at a basketball camp, and I was telling them that turnovers were the number one determining factor. And some kid about 6, who looked like Mr. Peepers, he had glasses that covered his entire face. He says to me, "Coach, I thought it was the score." So I looked at him and I said to him, besides the score, the turnovers are. But you're right, Chad. In the end, the stat that matters is the number of times you can put the ball in the end zone or through the uprights, and that's what Iowa was able to do in the end.
Let's look at today's games and some rivalry games, especially out west. The old Pac-12 rivalries are going to be renewed. The Apple Cup, Washington and Washington State. Washington off to a 3-0 start this year. Washington State is 2-1, and great to see these games continue, even though they're not in the same conference.
I couldn't agree more. You know, the Apple Cup, this will be the 117th time this game has been played. As you may suspect, Washington has the advantage. In fact, Washington has won 14 of the last 17. But interestingly, they have split a couple of games here of recent. So the the Washington, Washington State, the Oregon, Oregon State games. I'm with you. I'm glad they're continuing those games.
Also, another rivalry out west, and this one may not be quite as competitive, at least on paper, as compared to the Apple Cup game. You got Oregon State and Oregon. Oregon continues to roll. They're 3-0 on the season. They defeated Northwestern last week. Oregon State 0-3, and they have struggled. And frankly, they have not played the level of competition that they're going to play here. But Oregon, number one, again, I saw a little bit of their game against Northwestern last week. Northwestern hung around a little bit, but in the end, again, they just pulled away. They have been a team that not only looks like the real deal in terms of the physicality that we normally see from Oregon, it looks like upstairs this is a team that's taken no prisoners.
Yeah, and a big play. They had a 66-yard run they popped. So you can hold them and hold them, but there is always the threat that they're with that speed they have, that they're going to break a run, they're going to hit a pass, and they're going to get those extended plays, which they do. Now, Washington State 2-1, I wanted to mention. Last week, they played a team that you and I talk about a lot in the Group of Five, North Texas. Mm-hmm. And North Texas beat them 59-10. I got to tell you, I did a triple take on that one. I know North Texas can play, but I did not think they were capable of that. And to your point, Oregon State has just struggled mightily. And in this game, Oregon is a 33.5-point favorite.
Then you got a couple of undefeateds, Michigan State and USC. And this used to be a Rose Bowl matchup.
This will surprise, I think, some of our listeners. The last three times these teams have hooked up, Michigan State has won. They have beaten SC. And to your point, you had in 88, they beat them in the Rose Bowl. And then later, 2 years later in 90, they beat him in the Sun Bowl. The last time SC won this game was 1978. Now, they don't play a lot, but Michigan State has performed pretty well in these games. And I like to call this the Trojan horse game. You know, you got the Spartans, you got the Greeks. After Troy, the Trojans. So a lot of athleticism on the field today. However, I just think that SC right now offensively has too many athletes for the Spartans.
We'll see if, you know, how Jonathan Smith's rebuild is really coming along with this game. And you mentioned that 88 Rose Bowl. In fact, I remember that game because Michigan State, you know, beat USC, and then the Packers offered George Perlis their head coaching job.
Did they really?
And they had a deal, and then he backed out of it. And then the Packers hired Lindy Infante instead. But Perlis was that close to becoming the Packers head coach based on that year, that win over USC in the Rose Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you, he did really good work there. And they have really had over the years one of my favorite coaches of all time is Duffy Doherty. I always thought between him and Johnny McKay, those guys should have done a stand-up comedy act because they were great with the media.
And the other game on the western part of the Big Ten Conference for this week is Michigan at Nebraska, the big one in the Big Ten because CBS puts in their highlight game at 2:30 this afternoon. This is one of those games where your guy, Matt Rhule, we're going to see whether or not he's really got things going at Nebraska. They've off to a good start, but you know, for them to be where Nebraska thinks they should be, they got to win a game like this.
And how about the quarterbacks in this game, you know, with Raiola at Nebraska and then Underwood at Michigan. Interest there. Michigan is a 1.5-point favorite, but I got to tell you, Ted, at Nebraska, that crowd is going to be massive. I mean, they're always like 123% of capacity at that stadium. So probably the most riotous environment that you're going to see today, although there's a couple in the SEC we'll talk about. But really, I think a game of real strong interest around the country. CBS 2:30 and Michigan's 1.5 a favorite.
So is your guy Matty Rhule going to get that big W? And all of people are going to say Sully was right. Matt Rhule is always the guy for Nebraska.
I like Nebraska in this game. Would. You know, and I think
Dylan, this ain't Houston Christian though. because that's who they played last week.
Why they do that, I'll never
59
know.
59-7 last week.
Maybe it's Matty Rule's brother-in-law, and he was trying to get him some money.
By the way, both these teams last week, I mean, Michigan beat Central Michigan 63-3. I mean, so both these teams had glorified practices to get ready for this game.
Well, you know, you'd be naive to have to think that sometimes these guys don't look ahead. Now, you think it's coincidence that both Alabama and Georgia have byes this week when they're playing each other next week.
It's all set up.
Yeah, those games, I for one, am glad they're over. You know, and so, and you alluded to it when we started today. We're getting now more into the meat of the schedules, and the simulator now will start to be a little more accurate.
I mean, I'm real quickly before the break. I want to just read off some of the scores from the Big Ten last week. You had Indiana beat Indiana State 73-0. You had Illinois over Western Michigan 38-0. You had Iowa over UMass 47-7. You had Ohio State over Ohio in a much closer game than one would expect, 37-9. You had Rutgers beat Norfolk State 60-10. I mean, and then, of course, I mentioned the Penn State beat Villanova 52-6. And then I did mention the 63-3 Michigan over Central Michigan, Nebraska 59-7 over Houston Christian. I think that's why we're excited about this week, because you're going to have games that you can actually watch probably into the second half, because most of those games, you'd be flipping to another game before halftime.
Well, you know, and we should mention that Kurt Ferentz broke Woody Hayes' Big Ten win record.
How about that?
And I'm sure he was hoping that he would have done that against Iowa State. However, right. Iowa State did not allow it. So beating UMass to get that will not be the highlight of that record. But, you know, that is a credit to his longevity and all of the kind of issues, because he's had ups and downs and, you know, his challenges along the way. But that guy, he is one of the most even-tempered coaches. You know, not that he can't get animated. He can. But he just seems to have another level where he absorbs and then stays focused.
Absolutely. So that's west of the Mississippi. Limited amount east of the Mississippi. It looks like some teams are taking a vacation this week.
There's a lot of buys.
So we'll talk about that as well, but we'll talk about the games that will be on. A couple of interesting games to talk about. I think that Sully will have some thoughts on, especially even for the non-Big Ten team that's facing a Big Ten team.
Yes,
so
sir.
We'll talk about that coming up next. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
I only travel once or twice a year, but when I do, I go big. Exotic places, incredible hotels, new experiences. It has to be memorable. That's why I call Travel Leaders of Wausau. They get me, and they take care of all the details, so I don't have to worry about a thing.
Travel Leaders gets you, and we get you there. Travel better. Call Travel Leaders of Wausau at 715-355-4437.
And can't forget the sandals. And the right sunglasses.
Hello, my name is Steve Brickner. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. Quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family.
You can come.
The Kuhn Hearing Center is a family-owned and operated hearing care facility located at 1699 Schofield Avenue, Suite 106 in Schofield. Dr. Tim Kuhn has been practicing audiology in the greater Wausau Weston area for 26 years. Dr. Kuhn works closely with several audiology agencies, including Signia Hearing Aids and Accessories, which provides access to the latest and most advanced technologies in the hearing industry. For more info, check them out online at kuhnhearing.com or call 715-298-5511.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
And welcome back. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, of course, still on YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube as well. I'm Chad Holmes with Sully. Coming up, we will have our rankings. Talk about the rankings.
We will.
Throughout college football, you'll have the 10-game challenge coming up as well. So still lots on the plate as we continue. But right now, we are talking about what's happening in the Big Ten Conference, and we're looking ahead to see what's happening in terms of this week's games. And again, lots of interesting games while some other teams are off on the beach enjoying some sunshine before some big games coming up. Today, let's look at the games first and then talk a little bit about those buys, because like you talk about, there's no accidents here often when it comes to their buys. But big one tonight on NBC, the big primetime game. It's Illinois and Indiana, 3-0, 3-0. Normally, you don't think of Illinois and Indiana for the football supremacy. You think more of the basketball. It's like Lou Henson and Bob Knight back out there in the glory days. But Illinois off to a terrific start. Indiana, again, not really playing anybody up to this point, but still off to a great start. This game being played in Bloomington. Very interesting matchup, because one of these teams is really going to establish themselves again as one of those threats that you're talking about.
You know, and we identified seven teams that we thought were going to be in the mix, if not for the championship of the Big Ten, for that fourth spot, because we are of the mind that four Big Ten teams will get into the playoffs this year. And so we looked at this game, Chad, when we did our first show, we were talking ahead about the Big Ten, and we identified this game. And when you looked at the opposition, the only real threat to both these teams coming in unbeaten was Duke. And, you know, Illinois went down there, and the score was not really reflective of – the game was closer than the score. But nonetheless, Illinois got away from them, beat them 40-something, somewhere in the teens. But the game was much closer than that. But anyway, tonight's game – is really, for one of these teams, taking a step closer to being that fourth team, if things go according to Hoyle, with Penn State, Oregon, and Ohio State. Then you've got, as we were talking earlier, we got six teams, you know, with Nebraska and Iowa, and then Michigan, and then these two, and then, of course, SC. Mm-hmm. And so you've got these teams playing Michigan and Nebraska, almost, if not an elimination game, close, you know. And I am really interested in this game tonight. I know, like you, I have thought that Bielema has done an excellent job. And the thing that's happened to Illinois in the last, say, 10 years, they'll have a good season, and then the next year they cannot come back and have another. They fall off. And so a great season a year ago with 10 wins. Now they're 3-0. This game tonight for them is critical to continue their march towards another highly successful season. And for Indiana, people say, who's going to be the Indiana this year? Well, if you listen to Cignetti, it's Indiana that's going to be the Indiana of 24, of 25. So really interesting game, and a big game with some repercussions down the road.
Absolutely. And it's amazing to think of how far both the programs have come since the last time they met in 2023. That was pre-Cignetti. That was one of those tough losses that Indiana had, and they were always competitive. They just weren't able to get over the top in a very tough conference. But in 2 years, it's really turned on its head.
I'll tell you that Illinois leads this series like 46-25 with a couple ties. That said, Indiana has won four of the last five times the teams have hooked up, two in a row in Bloomington. The last time they played, however, Illinois won 48-45 in overtime. You know, and if you remember that game, Indiana tied it with a few seconds to go to force the overtime. And then Illinois, you thought they were done, you know, for the, but no, they found a way. So a lot of these games, besides what's at stake, have been really competitive and very entertaining kinds of games.
Also, Battle of Indiana, not involving the Hoosiers. It will be Purdue and Notre Dame. And Notre Dame, 0-2, still looking for that first win of the season. And also, it's just odd they've only played two games up to this point. But Purdue, 2-1. And I saw a lot of that game last week that was delayed about 3 hours because of rain and lightning in West Lafayette, as USC did beat Purdue by a score of 33-17. But Purdue had a couple of red zone turnovers that just killed them. They do look like a much better team. So I think for Notre Dame, they can't just expect to roll the helmets out there and get a W today.
Right. And you know, Barry Odom is an outstanding coach. Did great work at Missouri. You know, and you know, you look for him to have these guys ready to go. He's not the kind of guy that's going to be intimidated by Notre Dame. And, you know, Purdue over the years has had a familiarity with Notre Dame. Yeah. I want to say right now the series is 58-26 with two ties. So these teams over the years have played quite often. And there was a stretch there in the 60s and 70s where Purdue had the upper hand. They would beat Notre Dame when they had Bobby Greasy and Leroy Keyes, one of the precursors to a Charles Woodson or the kid that was at Colorado a year ago, the Hunter, mm-hmm. where he played both D and O. You know, so a lot of history in this game. And Notre Dame, you know, they're 0-2, and they've lost to two top 10 teams by 4 points. But the expectation was they would win both those mm-hmm. games. So we're going to see what they bring tonight and where they're at mentally.
I got a question here. Do the two losses that Notre Dame have this season equal less damage than the one loss they had last year? In terms of what their ultimate goals are, which is still to make the playoff.
Well, in this sense, yes, they're worse. The two losses, even though people will say who they were to.
Right. So what I'm saying is that ultimately, are they able to get away with it a little bit more than – because they put themselves in a position, I thought, last year where they couldn't lose again because of one loss. Here with two losses, if they run the table, they're still going to be in the playoff, aren't they?
I would say at 10-2, the chances are very good that they would be.
What
in
about
the
9-3?
Do they, no,
they are you. But I think a lot of people out there would say, "Oh, it's Notre Dame, and they want them in the playoff for TV ratings and all that stuff." If they're 9-3, do you think somehow they find that the committee says, oh, Notre Dame lost to them two top 10 teams, so we're going to put them in?
If they're 10-2 and they, you know, you look at who's left on their schedule, how good, when they line up against SC, how good is SC going to be? You know, is SC going to come in, you know, with one loss, no losses? I'll tell you what, Notre Dame should have no problem with Purdue because I don't think Purdue defensively can stop them. They're going to score on them because there's so much disarray right now with how Notre Dame is playing defense. But they're going to score on Purdue. I'll tell you what, though, Jed. Next week, Notre Dame has got to go down to Little Rock and play Arkansas. Oh, Sammy Pittman down there is going to be sharpening his samurai sword, and they better be ready for the Hogs down there, or it's not going to be a good result. There's just not a whole lot of teams that are highly regarded left on Notre Dame's schedule. And so another loss, and they're done. If they win out, it would depend on what happens around them. But I think when you're talking to the quality of teams in the Big Ten and then the high quality of teams in the SEC, those teams are going to lose games. You know, so I think 10-2, Notre Dame is still okay, but they better win out or they're not getting in.
It'll be a very interesting conversation if they are 9-3 and they sneak in over a team that loses one or two games.
So. Well, I'll tell you what, if they get in, then I might start buying into that conspiracy that there's something amiss here.
All right, well, coming up, we're going to go into the rankings. Yep, it's time to start talking some rankings. We'll start with the FCS Top 15 coming up next as we continue here on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Thinking about changing to organic or natural foods? Then you need to stop at Red Clover Market at the Total Rental location in Weston. Family-owned Red Clover Market, your healthy natural food store. Open Monday through Saturday.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Since 1981, Lopno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lopno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room. A great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lopno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
For over 40 years, Champion Insurance has been helping business owners protect themselves. They also offer protection for your home, auto, and other personal assets as well. Local family owned and operated. Champion Insurance, they got you covered. Schofield Avenue, Schofield.
It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and on YouTube at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. With Sully, I'm Chad Holmes, and time now to get into those rankings. And now we're starting to really get into a feel of it because these teams now have played some games. It's not just speculation. It's about what you've done on the field. And we'll start with the FCS. And on Sully's College Football Page, you get the top 15 teams in the FCS. And we'll start off with 15 and 14. You got Montana State, who is 1-2, and Jackson State, who is 2-1 at 14.
And I got to tell you, I didn't have the heart to not include Montana State. You know, they ended their season last year in a great game against North Dakota State. So that was one of the losses. Then this year they opened with Oregon. So taking on one of the best programs and this year teams in the FBS. Then they had to turn around and play South Dakota State, who is another really outstanding team in the FCS out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and they lost to them in overtime. So I thought, all right, and we really treat this more, Chad, as a win-loss ranking as opposed to a power rating, because the power rating becomes a lot more complex. Mm-hmm. You got to look at who they played. You got to look at how have the teams that they played that you perceive as good, how are they actually doing, you know, as opposed to being a blue blood who's not playing like it that year. So anyway, We kept them in even though they're 1-2, but I will tell you, we did not keep Notre Dame in our pool like the AP did.
You have number 13, Lehigh from the Patriot League. They're 3-0. And then number 12, Southern Illinois, the old Salukis, right? The Salukis, yes, at 2-1. So 13 Lehigh and 12 Southern Illinois.
Yeah, you know, Lehigh is involved in the oldest rivalry in all of college football, older than the Wisconsin-Minnesota rivalry with Lafayette.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's one of the longest-running rivalries. Well, it is in terms of football. And the Patriot League did not used to give scholarships, but they do now. And so the quality there has picked up. And then, you know, with Southern Illinois, the thing about Southern, you know, growing up in Illinois, they were a great baseball school, and they always had good athletic teams. And you and I have talked about Walt Frazier, the great guard for the Knicks, and it was another kid on that team, Frazier. And they used to have legendary basketball games with Edwardsville, where their star player was Jerry Sloan, the great guard for the Bulls. So Southern has always been a very good athletic school, and their football team kind of reflects that when you see them play, a little bit like Toledo. They always got guys that can run.
And I believe one of the great football players who ever played at Southern Illinois, and I think I'm right, I'm going to double-check it real fast, Jim Hart. The longtime St. Louis he went to Southern Illinois.
I did not know that. Yep. I know the name. Yep. But
he played in the NFL for many, many years. And
yes.
Then he actually went back and was athletic director there after his football career for a while.
My father was never a Chicago Bear fan, even though we grew up in Joliet. He was always a Chicago Cardinal fan. And they used to play at Comiskey Park, where the Cubs played at Wrigley. And so when they moved to St. Louis, my dad kind of stayed with them like a lot of people on the south side of the city.
You can't just transfer allegiances very easily. Yeah,
I was thrilled that the Browns kept the Browns in Cleveland.
Right.
I mean, the Phoenix Cardinals or whatever they were, it just didn't seem right.
You got at number 11, Villanova, coming off their nice paycheck, at least, at Penn State last week. And number 10, Tennessee Tech, who's undefeated after putting 72 up on Davidson.
You know, the thing I always notice about Villanova, they seem to think they belong. No matter who they play.
They're Villanova. Of course they belong.
And the basketball, you know, you get that sense of that. So even though they're playing Penn State, it's like, yeah, we're good. We're good with these guys. And it seems to be a carryover. Now, Chad, that may be me projecting, but I got to tell you, that's how they strike me. And while Penn State took care of business, that was gradual. I mean, they were hanging around well into the third quarter.
Then you continue now into the top 10. You have at number 9, Austin Peay. They beat Morehead State 56-7. And then Illinois State. Boy, it seemed like Illinois, the state of Illinois, sort of like the Dakotas here. Another Illinois school, Illinois State, 2-1 after beating Eastern Illinois 42-30.
Yeah, and that was our guy, Spence Nowinski, great football player at Evers. He coached there for a while. In fact, when Spence was running the defense, Illinois State got to the championship game. I know you remember that.
Yep.
And it went right down to the last couple of plays when they lost to North Dakota State. So yeah, they're very good. And how about Austin Peay? Given Georgia, you know, I mean, it was 27-7 or whatever, but they played with it.
That's you go in there, if you don't give up 60 or 70, you walk off that field with a big check and some pride.
And, you know, they actually beat Middle Tennessee by as many as Wisconsin did.
West Georgia, number 7. I can't remember ever hearing West Georgia before number 7, and then a school that we have talked about for a long time, Montana, but... Have we talked about West Georgia?
No,
the past?
They're relatively new to the FCS, but they are, what are they, 3-0 now?
Yeah,
it's like... and they, you know, when you look at them, they're in a good league. They're in the SoCon, so they play in the Southern Conference, and they really are starting to make some noise. So we got them here ranked, and
they are the Wolves.
The Wolves, okay.
And they're called the University of West Georgia. Not West Georgia, the University of West Georgia Wolves.
And I misspoke. They are in the United Athletic Conference, the UAC, which is kind of a hybrid of conferences that come together for football and then disassemble and go back for other sports. To various conferences.
Interesting. Very interesting. It's always good to see a new name that we are not familiar with. Rhode Island, the Rams, are 3-0 after edging Holy Cross in an old-fashioned battle, 9-7. And then Presbyterian, number 4.
Now, Presbyterian is in the Pioneer. And I have to tell you, that is a non-scholarship. That's like the Ivy League. Mm-hmm. The Ivy League does not give scholarships, although they do that kind of with a nod and a wink, because there's a way they get those kids money. I had a really good friend growing up, Mike McLaren, who went on a basketball scholarship to Yale. Really good player. But anyway, Presbyterian this year has beat some SoCon teams. They beat Furman. And I believe they're 4-0 at this point. And I got to tell you, I am thrilled for them, and I hope they can keep it going, because the winner of that league will, in fact, get an automatic berth into the tournament. So seeing Presbyterian get in would be very good for the Scotch-Irish. I know they'd be real happy.
Number 3, Tarleton State. They're 4-0. They're from the UAC. What is the UAC again?
That's that conference that West Georgia's in, and that's the United Athletic Conference. And like I mean,
you'll
these
be tested
things
on this one.
Oh yeah, you know that you can get confused on this. They're a hybrid, like the Big South and the Ohio Valley have merged for football.
I see.
They call it the Big South and Ohio Valley, so that one is easy for me not to get confused with. But yeah, that conference is a hodgepodge of teams that come together for football. Here's the thing I would say about Tarleton. They beat Army, and then the next week, I think Army had a bye, and then they beat Kansas State. Army did. So this team can play, and I think as we go along here, Chad, we're going to be looking to see if they're able to challenge these Dakota schools. It's out of Texas,
yeah,
and they
course,
are very good. Yeah,
of course, out of Texas.
That's right.
Number 2, South Dakota State. They're undefeated. They beat Drake last week, 37-21.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was surprised by how close Drake played them. That usually is 50-something to 7 or 3.
Right.
So, you know, Drake, that's out of Des Moines, I believe, if I'm thinking right. But anyway, they really surprised me in terms of how competitive they were, even though some people may say, look, it was 2 scores. But nonetheless, for them, they're another team out of the Pioneer that does not give athletic scholarships.
Number 1, of course, number 1 is North Dakota State. 3-0 after beating Southeast Missouri State. What a machine, huh?
they just keep going. And last year, I'll tell you, they earned that championship. They beat South Dakota State in the semis, so they actually had a little tougher role to hold than did Montana State. Montana State beat South Dakota. You know, so it was 3 of the Dakota schools and Montana State. And then that championship game, so North Dakota State beat South Dakota State 28-21. And then you turned around and those two teams at the time, Montana State was unbeaten, 15-0, and that was a great game. It ended up 35-32 with North Dakota State finding a way. And that gets back to what you're alluding to, Ted, and that is they just know how to win.
So that is the FCS Top 15. Again, you can always go back and keep up to speed on who they are, who they played, who they beat, who they're coming up against by going to SullysCollegeFootballPage.com. Well, that's the first hour of the show. We still have plenty to talk about. We'll have the Group of 5 rankings coming up. We'll have the Power 4 rankings coming up, and we'll have our 10-game challenge coming up.
Yeah, you know, we got Maddie coming in from Webco, And I got to tell you, do a lot of work with Maddie when we get stuff for Sully's College Football page that we
are you what you're wearing now? Did you get from Webco?
Sure did.
There you go.
Yeah, well, yeah. And Maddie is terrific guy to work with, you know. So great to have him with us today.
All right. So we'll have him coming up next, play the 10-game challenge here on Sully's College Football page on 98.9 WXCO.
Buck Welsh has been working in the golf business since 1976, became a PGA member in 1984, and has been teaching for over 40 years. His philosophy has always been to work with the individual golfer, building on the way they do things and making them better with what they have to work with. Call Buck at 715-581-2646 or check out the website www.bucksgolfshop.com to get more info about lessons.
iClinic of Wisconsin believes that clear vision and hearing are priceless. iClinic of Wisconsin is equipped to handle all your eye and hearing care needs. When you need specialty and surgical eye care, why not work with the best? Let the team of professionals at iClinic of Wisconsin see you. iClinic of Wisconsin has 7 convenient locations that include Wausau, Abtigo, Medford, Merrill, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. Visit their Facebook page or website at www.iclinicwi.com. iClinic of Wisconsin, one vision yours.
As a proud member of the Wausau Marathon, Edgar, and Athens communities, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home has built a reputation for having a deep commitment to personal service. When you need compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call.